السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
The beauty of one who claims to be a Muslim emerges only when his belief strengthens and he understands the essence and reality of Islam. Belief entails to devote oneself entirely to God the Almighty and to follow all His commands. The meaning of Islam is to be constantly mindful of the divine injunctions and to save oneself from transgressing them and to also provide the means for peace and security to others. This, in short, is the summary of belief and of Islam. If the Muslim world were to understand this, then everlasting world peace and security would be spread and would be established in such a manner that would make the world into a paradise. In this era, Allah the Almighty sent the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, to instill this belief in the hearts of people and to display the true model of Islam. By associating ourselves with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, it is our responsibility to establish true belief and become proper Islamic role models in order to become helpers and to become assistants to the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, on whom be peace, in his mission. We should become those who spread the reality of belief, peace, and security to the world. With the grace of Allah, everywhere, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community continues to undertake this task through its Nizam administrative system. However, every one of us, every Ahmadi, needs to become an embodiment of Islam's teachings, so that we can all discharge our responsibilities. Unfortunately, the disorder and strife prevalent in the Muslim world today has defamed the reputation of Islam. If only the Muslim countries realize the extent to which their personal interests have damaged Islam. This is also why extremist organizations continue to emerge, because vested interests have taken precedence at every level. The peace of countries is being annihilated. They are neither at peace themselves, nor do they extend peace to others. The state acts unjustly to its subjects and its citizens, and the citizens are also failing to discharge their responsibilities to the state. In one place, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, mentions the transgression from both of these sides. He says, as long as both of these act moderately and fairly, that is, the state in their duties and the citizens in theirs, the country remains in peace. When either the king or leader or the citizens transgress, peace is destroyed in the nation. Regrettably, this is what we observe in the Muslim world today. Further, anti-Islamic forces are taking advantage of this for their vested interests. On the one hand, they help stir up discord between Muslims and others. And on the other hand, they give immense coverage in the print media to the activities of extremist organizations. Through this extensive coverage, they defame Islam. In some of the interviews I have given to the press, I have also raised the point that the media are playing a role in spreading hatred against Islam and portraying it as a religion of extremism and terrorism. The media does not act fairly. You, that is the media, align the political motives of leaders and groups to Islam and defame its name. You then give this wrong depiction of Islam such extensive and wide-ranging publicity that it has transformed the minds of people in the world towards Islam. Or to those who have no knowledge of Islam, Islam is portrayed in such a manner and it has been blown out of proportions negatively that they are startled at just hearing the name of Islam itself. Yet, where your the media interests lie, there you suppress news when needed. For example, when some time ago acts of extremism were committed by separatists in Ireland, it was decided by the press that it would not be given coverage, or the media were obligated to not do so. As a result, it only started to emerge on a local level, but then the government suppressed it. Certainly, it is true that opposition or independence, Muslim groups in Muslim countries carry out relatively more extreme acts. However, through what means and how are these extremist groups able to continuously carry out their activities? Their weapons and their fuel are all imported from abroad by them. I also said to them, that is the press, that they give ample propaganda to the fact that so many disaffected people have fled from here or there, that so many people have gone abroad from such and such countries. Islam is then targeted in some way or the other, which leads to further frustration from among these people and also a further backlash. But the media does not mention the thousands and hundreds of thousands of Muslims who promote peace. Nor do they receive as much coverage as the Muslims who act wrongly. Most of all, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community spreads the Islamic teachings of love and compassion with great passion. The community continues to carry out this task all over the world. Hundreds of thousands of people join the community each year as a result, in order to entrench the flag of peace and to spread security in all directions. Even if we inform the media about this, they do not give much attention. In fact, no attention is given at all and no mention is made. However, a wrong or negative image is portrayed to the world of Islam through the misdeeds of certain Muslims or Muslim organizations. Consequently, the non-Muslim world concludes that Islam has only one objective and aim, which is extremism and injustice. The non-Muslim world believes this to be the accurate portrayal of Islam. Then, as mentioned, animosity towards Islam continues to foster among non-Muslims in the world. Nonetheless, as the press media is essentially run as a business, they give news accordingly and provide provocative news coverage to sell their news and gain profit. However, as I said, hundreds of thousands of people each year unite under the flag of peace. I mentioned this during the Jalsa Salana report, where I present the examples of some people who accepted the Ahmadiyya Muslim community after seeing it as the true face of Islam, which in turn had a heartfelt impression on them. At this time, I will present similar examples. There are Muslims and non-Muslims included in this. Many accepted, having witnessing a beautiful depiction of Islam. They came under the bayt, the oath of allegiance to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and pledged to make maximum efforts to fulfill the rights due to God and mankind, and to demonstrate the correct teachings of Islam. They pledge that they will convey this message, the beautiful message of Islam, of peace and security. Some express that the world stands in need of this beautiful message of Islam. Whereas the media had closed their eyes by giving them a negative impression of Islam. They say that the efforts of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community had dispelled their misconceptions. A Christian priest impulsively expressed exactly this. In Chile, a very small chapter of the Ahmadiyya community in Benin, an inauguration of a mosque was taking place. The priest of the Apostolic Church said that it is a strange day in my life today, because Muslims and Christians are sitting together in one place. I have worked in Muslim areas before, but never have I experienced a function like this one where Muslims and Christians are together. There is no doubt that the Ahmadiyya Muslim community has brought us together. I convey my greetings of peace to the community. Then, fair-minded politicians also are deeply moved by the endeavors of the community. Here also, some expressed their sentiments during the Jalsa Salana days. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, the community everywhere in the world presents the true teachings of Islam, and the world appreciates the practical demonstration by the community of the correct depiction of Islam. People praise the services of the community and comment how beautiful these teachings of Islam are. Staying in Benin, in the village of Gonzogo, a mosque opening was taking place. One of the guests in attendance was a minister of transport. He said that the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is not a new community to us. Their services to humanity are clear for all to see. We, the representatives of the government, investigate every body and organization, and it is our duty to keep very close detail and scrutiny on each organization's aims and mission. The Ahmadiyya community's services to humanity and efforts to establish peace are ranked first in Benin. I salute the Ahmadiyya community for their efforts to establish peace and security and love and compassion. It is their love and affection which has drawn me here today. Then he said that from the chief of the area to the government officials, all are at the service of the community. He said, because your slogan of love for all and the teachings of Islam you present are something that compels us to support you. Then, in terms of the role of the media, let alone adults, they even make children terrified of Islam. On one side, incidents occur in schools where non-Muslim students treat Muslim students in a way that increases enmity. On the other side, see how Allah the Almighty, through the Ahmadiyya community, dispels this bad impression. I present a small anecdote of this. The missionary in Kababir, where we have a community and a mosque, writes, recently a Jewish teacher had brought along his class, who were in front of the school, and he was introducing the Ahmadiyya community to the students. The teacher perhaps was familiar with Arabic. On the mosque door was written words in Arabic, مَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمَنَّ. Whosoever enter shall find peace. After translating the Arabic words literally, the teacher explained to the children that this means that all who enter will be at peace. The teacher then said that all Muslims repeat these words, as they are found in the Holy Quran. However, you should know, he said to the children, that you should know that you will only find the practical demonstration of these words in the mosques of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. Then the manner in which Allah the Almighty draws the attention of people to the Ahmadiyya community. Burkina Faso is a country in a French-speaking region of Africa. In one place there, Kalambago, a mosque was constructed. One person said at the mosque inauguration that he was introduced to the community 10 years ago. I used to consider the Ahmadiyya community as an ordinary organization of Muslims. Therefore, neither did I join them and nor mention them in my area. However, today, after witnessing the mosque of the Ahmadiyya community, I have realized that the community which I had overlooked by considering it as an ordinary organization of Muslims is in fact the one that is truly serving Islam. The community has now built a mosque in my village. Today it has become apparent to me that this community is certainly truthful and has the support of God the Almighty. There is a place in Benin called Moyonami, which is full of idolaters. All of them are mushrikeen, idolaters. Our missionary went there to preach. After introducing the Ahmadiyya community, he asked if anyone had a question to ask that arose in their mind. An elderly man responded upon this that I had a very negative view of Islam, and after seeing you, thought that the Boko Haram, which is currently very active in Nigeria and is an extremist group, had entered among us. However, after listening to your speech, all of my fears have disappeared, and I am the first person who shall accept Islam and Ahmadiyyat amongst the mushrikeen. Thereafter, 40 more people entered Islam Ahmadiyyat in the village, and thus a new branch of the community has established in this village, which was full of mushrikeen, polytheists. They also perform many rituals when a person dies and make special arrangements. They do not bury the deceased until proper arrangements are made and thousands of francs have been spent. A lot of arrangements are made for the deceased and there is a big function, even if they have to keep the body in the mortuary for months. However, he had announced that do not bury me in this way when I die, rather bury me according to the Muslim tradition, and these rituals and customs should now stop. He underwent such a transformation that he immediately withdrew from all rituals and customs. One day he told one of our muallims that a new soul had entered my body after becoming an Ahmadi. He said that everywhere I go, even while working on my farm, my soul awakens my conscience and says that it is the time for prayer. So this regularity in prayers has also developed within these people. He says, thus, I stand for prayer and my soul and body derive comfort and peace. Therefore, those among us who are slacking in their prayers need to remember that the newcomers are inclined towards prayers and offer them with great concentration. He further says that I have begun to experience a lot of change within me. As I said earlier, that today the true teaching of Islam can only be conveyed to the world through the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. It is often mentioned in the reports that how God the Almighty is spreading the message of the promised Messiah all over the world and the impact it has on them. I shall present an incident in this regard. Farana is a town in Guinea-Conakry, which is situated approximately 500 kilometers from its capital city. Some of our members went there for tabligh, for preaching. An Ahmadi named Abu Bakr, who lived there from before, had organized some tabligh sittings or preaching sittings. The missionary says that we conveyed the message of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, to the people. Our preaching efforts were ongoing when a Maulvi, a cleric, turned up in order to cause trouble. For a while he listened quietly and then very angrily said that you are not allowed to preach here. I will have you locked up by the police. However, some of the young men from there responded angrily to the Maulvi and said that the whole time you have been here, we have never heard such things from you that we are hearing you say today. These are the words of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, which are inspiring our hearts. The beautiful manner in which the teaching of Islam is presented is convincing our hearts, and we are deriving peace from it while you have been leading us astray all this time. Therefore, immediately leave from here. And so the Maulvi was left embarrassed and had to leave. The sitting resulted in 15 people joining the Ahmadiyya community. Another incident is from Guinea-Conakry. They, the Ahmadi members, went to do tabligh in a town situated 200 kilometers from its capital city. One of the villagers said that a group of preachers came here before you. They too spoke about God and His Messenger. However, they exhibited such immoral behavior that we cannot even describe it. Have you come to do the same? Therefore, they said, it is best you leave before we beat you out from here. They replied that, allow us to speak. Also, one of the elders from the village said that these people seem different to the ones that came earlier. Therefore, let us listen to them. And so they told them about the purpose of the promised Messiah's advent, and also told them about the Holy Prophet's prophecy regarding the signs of the latter days in which the Messiah shall appear. This had an extraordinary impact on them, and they left the local missionary who continued the tabligh efforts. He says that by the grace of God the Almighty, within a week, not only did the whole village accept Ahmadiyyat, including their Imam, as well as the followers in his mosque, but in fact, five of the neighboring villages also accepted Ahmadiyyat, that is, the true Islam. There are many others in contact, and we are continuously receiving messages that people are ready and eager to enter the true Islam. Unfortunately, many have gone far away from Islam after observing the Maulvis, the clerics, and the Muslim leaders. The Maulvis have played a great role in deterring people away. Now, everywhere, even the non-Muslims have developed the courage to defame Islam. Thus, the Ahmadiyya community is trying to bring those Muslims who have strayed away and also those who have developed various kinds of fears and doubts about Islam in their minds back to the true faith. I shall present a few examples in this regard. A Quran exhibition was displayed at a book fair in Africa. Two young Muslim men who had come from Porto Novo in Benin came to the stall and were given an introduction to the Ahmadiyya community and were also told that the Imam Mahdi had come and he is the Imam of this age. They immediately replied that the Holy Prophet ﷺ is Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of all the prophets, Can someone appear after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They were given a book in French titled The Truthfulness of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. They were also told about the dire state of the Muslims in the latter days, as mentioned in the Ahadith, the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They told them about Ahmadiyyat, that is the true Islam, which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had brought. Today, the Muslims have distorted it from its original teachings, which are about love, peace, and tranquility. After this, the two young Muslims said that although we are Muslim according to our faith, but we had become so discontented from the acts of violence and extremism by the Muslims that we were about to embrace Christianity. However, after listening to the Ahmadiyya community, we have become satisfied that Islam is not that which the Maulvis present, and thanked us. The missionary writes that they said, "You have saved us from becoming Christians and saved us from leaving Islam." After witnessing the true teachings of Islam, even the non-Muslims have the desire to spread the message of Islam and start helping us. The missionary of Japan writes that once a Buddhist monk came to their bookstore and said he had very little knowledge of Islam. He was given an introduction to Islam and also the teachings of Islam in relation to the other faiths through examples of the verses from the Holy Quran. Not only did they thank us, but also said that this beautiful teaching is worth conveying to the whole world and needs to eradicate the misconceptions about Islam. He further said that if you permit me, I would also like to join with you and distribute the message of peace. Our missionary writes that, holding true to his word, he came one day to our stall at 10 a.m. and stayed there until 6 p.m. Despite being a Buddhist, he spent the whole time there announcing loudly that Islam is a religion of peace, and he also helped distribute the preaching folders. Similarly, in the Indian province of Karnataka, a bookstore was set up. A non-Ahmadi friend visited the bookstore and remarked that prior to this, I have seen many bookstores. However, I have never seen such people who convey the message of peace and the beautiful teachings of Islam to others until today. He was very impressed by our bookstore and purchased many books. A bookstall was set up during an exhibition in Luxembourg. During the exhibition, the mayor also came to visit our bookstand and saw the various books. After that, the president of the Luxembourg community, Jamand, gave a small introduction of the community and also gifted the mayor a book. The mayor commented that your community is doing a wonderful job. You should try to spread this beautiful image of Islam everywhere in the world as quickly as possible. I shall present an incident of a disheartened new Muslim. Amir Sahib of Holland writes that Bilal Sahib is a Dutch Muslim and had become very disheartened after witnessing the dire state of Muslims. One day he went to the market to buy his son a gift. On the way, he stopped at a bookstore which belonged to the Ahmadiyya community. He saw the Holy Quran published by the Ahmadiyya community for the first time and also spoke to one of the volunteers at the stall and took home some of the literature of the community. A little while later, when he was contacted again, he said that he had been very impressed by the teaching of the Ahmadiyya community. He said that when I told my Sunni friends about the Ahmadiyya community and that I have their literature, they became very angry and started fighting with me. He says that his wife, who is Moroccan, was also very angry. Therefore, it was impossible to even mention anything about Ahmadiyyat at home. However, I then decided to secretly research about Ahmadiyyat. God Almighty consequently enabled me to meet the same young man who I met at the bookstore. He invited me to attend the Jalsa Salana, the annual convention in Holland. I attended the convention for 2 days, and during this time I was able to view some videos on YouTube in the Dutch language, and I greatly benefited from them. In fact, after looking at these videos, even my wife changed her opinion about Ahmadiyyat. Thus, God the Almighty unveiled to me the truthfulness of Ahmadiyyat, and I had the opportunity to do the Bayt. Now, I take part in the various programs of the Ahmadiyya community and feel an improvement in my spirituality, and also I no longer am anxious about anything. How the teaching of the Holy Quran has an impact on non-Muslims. One of our preachers from Canada writes that we set up a tablighi, a preaching bookstore, and a Canadian couple came to our stall. He writes that I gave a small introduction of the Holy Quran and the husband was about to buy it, but his wife, who was a very staunch and active Christian, persisted him to not buy it. The husband then said that, "Tell my wife something about the Holy Quran, which will convince her to buy it." Although he wanted to buy it greatly, but he did not want to cause an argument between them. The Ahmadi writes that, "I told them that the Holy Quran has a chapter which mentions Prophet Jesus and his mother Maryam. There is such details about them which you will not find in the Bible," and then open that part of the Holy Quran before them. It had the translation, and so the lady began reading it. After reading it for a short while, she said that this really is an interesting book. She said the media and newspapers had told us that the Holy Quran is filled with hatred. However, this speaks of Prophet Jesus and his mother in a very loving manner, and so they bought the Holy Quran. A few weeks later, they passed by our stall and thanked us and said, "We have read the Holy Quran. With regards to the hatred that is being spread through the media about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if someone reads or takes a cursory look at the Holy Quran, then all his misconceptions will be removed." He says that, "I suggest to my friends and many of my Christian friends to read the Holy Quran." A teacher of a government school visited a bookstore in Benin. When he read the teachings of love and peace of the Jamaat, he said that, "Please give me literature for my students. I desire that they should also study this literature, and our society should become replete with peace and love. The Ahmadiyya community's literature is what is needed to fill this society with peace and love." Therefore, he took the literature and gave it to his students. Afterwards, when some students visited the bookstore and saw the literature there, they said that, "Our teacher has shared this literature with us." Muslims of righteous disposition are also affected after witnessing the system of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, which is exactly according to the Islamic system. And this is what becomes a source of guidance for them. The missionary from Burkina Faso states that he went to a place called Salago for propagation and people gave a warm welcome. All the men and women there gathered together to listen to the message, and a question and answer session lasted until 2 in the morning. He says that, "At last I told them that our Jamaat is united under one hand and we have a system of offering financial sacrifice which has taken a universal form. There is a Baitul Mal, a financial institution, a department of finances which sees over all revenues and economic matters, which is subservient to the Khalifa of the time, and all the financial offerings are deposited in this department, and it is taken out from this department for usage. He says that after Fajr prayers, Zakaria Sahib, a friend, came and said, "Some time ago I saw in a dream that I am offering financial contribution, and I hear a voice that says, 'Give your financial contribution to such an Islamic group which has a Baitul Mal.' I was searching for such an Islamic group for a long time. Last night, when the missionary told us about the Jamaat system of finance, I found the interpretation of the words with that I heard in my dream. Therefore, he immediately offered 10,000 franc sifa to us. We had a receipt book with us, so we immediately gave him a receipt. People were very impressed after they heard about this dream and saw that there is a specific receipt book that is maintained for all records. After this, by the grace of Allah, 282 people from this village took the bayt, the oath of allegiance, and they are now officially part of the financial system of the Jamaat." Guatemala is a country in South America. During a flyer distribution there, contact was established with a young man named Yusuf. He visited the mission house there. He accepted Ahmadiyyat. He had accepted Islam just a short while ago. He says that he was not able to find tranquility of the heart after visiting non-Ahmadi mosques. People keep rancor and malice in their hearts towards each other. One day, he said, "When I slept after praying, I saw a saintly person who had a very spiritual appearance. There is a way full of ash, and this saintly person starts leading me and signals me to follow him. As this person leads me, this way full of ash starts to clear up." He says that from what I understand from the dream was that remember this lesson until tomorrow. "The next day I saw you all spreading the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat amongst the people. When I read it, it felt that this is the real Islam, and I came here after doing all the research from the website with the intention of taking the bayt, the oath of allegiance. When the photo of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was shown to him, he said, 'This is a saintly person who was showing him the way in his dream. By the grace of Allah, this made him even stronger in his faith.'" Amir Sahib of the Ahmadiyya Community France writes, "Kamal Sahib, a new convert friend, said that for many years I was a cultural Muslim. I was not satisfied by the commentaries of the Holy Quran done by scholars. I was living my life on two extreme ends. On the one side was my faith, and on the other side, intellect, which rejected something and demanded evidence. I was in a strange struggle due to this, but all of a sudden a light appeared in my spiritual life which took me out of the darkness of ignorance and showed me a new path towards light." He says that one day I was having a conversation with my brother-in-law about some religious subject, and he mentioned the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. He told me to read the commentary of the Holy Quran by the second Khalifa of the Jamaat. When I read this commentary, I was astonished that no one had written such a clear and straightforward commentary of the Holy Quran in 1400 years. Why had nobody else written such a commentary? After this, my brother-in-law informed me about MTA, Muslim Television Ahmadiyya, and gave me an internet link for a website on which I read several books of the Promised Messiah and watched many programs. I found the people who conducted these programs sincere, and they spoke with reason. I felt as if I had found a treasure and my soul had become free. All my fears had vanished and I had become aware of the true Islam. Therefore, I took the bayt, the oath of allegiance. When the message of Islam reaches to different parts of the world through the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, which is the message of love, peace and security, the good-natured people accept it. I have mentioned the incident of France. There is also another incident of South America, how people accepted it. The missionary in charge of Guatemala writes that 91 people were able to accept Islam as a result of leaflet distribution. One of them who accepted Ahmadiyyat is a priest who had been associated with Catholic Church for 33 years and with Protestant denomination for 5 years. Similarly, there is another person who accepted Ahmadiyyat who is Damango Sahib, who is discharging his duty as a judge in the municipality. The students of Jamia Ahmadiyya Canada who graduated recently were sent there for 1 month. These students had distributed more than 100,000 leaflets and pamphlets in different areas in Guatemala. The person who was a judge also received a folder. Therefore, he came to the mission house and had a conversation about Islam with the missionary for 2 to 3 hours. He received information about the Jamaat and was very much impressed. He took 2 to 3 folders with him to distribute in his area. After some time, he brought with him a delegation of 700 people from his area and again stayed in the mission house for nearly 10 days. The topics discussed were a comparison of Islam and Christianity, Trinity and Atonement. Furthermore, the Jamaat was introduced by informing about the beauty and superiority of the teachings of Islam. By the grace of Allah, Domingo Sahib and his wife accepted Ahmadiyyat by filling out the initiation forms. After returning to the area, they started preaching the teachings of Islam and Ahmadiyyat there. He also made a program for propagation in his area in July. He said, when I reached there, he had arranged a meeting in the school hall. He had invited people of the nearby villages. The teaching of Islam was stated in detail in this program. Ahmadiyyat was preached there. Ahmadis of Guatemala narrated incidents of their acceptance of Ahmadiyyat. There were questions and answers in this program. He says that this program lasted 7 hours. Before the end of this program, the participants announced the acceptance of Islam. The number was 89. This included men and women. One gentleman, probably from Europe or Switzerland, wrote that, I like your leaflet and the work that you are doing here is equivalent to changing autumn season to spring season. Sooner or later, spring will definitely come. These are impressions of non-Muslims. Similarly, a Swiss resident said, I like the subject matter of the leaflet which was put in my mailbox. I congratulate you. I had the desire for a long time that someone from amongst Muslims may carry out this expedition of peace in such a manner. You people have fulfilled my desire. The missionary from Switzerland writes that there is a Jacob Sahib in a church in Zurich. He acknowledges the services of the Jamaat and likes the Jamaat. This church had adopted the Jamaat motto, love for all, hatred for none. They have decided to celebrate the 33rd week of the year 2015 in this regard. For this purpose, the informative leaflet they published mentions the Jamaat in a very good manner. It is written there that there are two basic principles of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. One is the sentence, love for all, hatred for none, and the second is the sentence, there is no compulsion in religion. It states that peace can be established by following both of these principles of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. A lot is said against the Jamaat in Switzerland. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, the environment in Switzerland is such that Allah the Almighty is making people rise up himself. Missionary from Congo, Kinshasa, writes about how non-Muslims are thankful for the Islamic teachings. He says, after listening to our radio program, a pastor of an Orthodox church said, I am very much impressed by your manner of propagation and Islamic teachings. I have decided to enter the fold of Islam. And first of all, I will enter my child in the fold of Islam Ahmadiyyat. Therefore, his son has entered the fold of Islam Ahmadiyyat after taking the oath of allegiance in the local Jamaat. The missionary from Bandundu, Congo writes that the director of Radio Bandundu FM said about Jamaat's programs that are broadcast on the radio that Christian pastors also do propagation on our radio, but the manner in which Jamaat Ahmadiyya propagates is unique. No one is defamed in your programs. You people have a discussion on the beautiful aspects of the Islamic teachings and teach others how man can become a useful part of society. A teacher from Nigeria who is Muslim states, "There are excellent qualities of peaceful Islam in your entire Jamaat. This connects you to the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah the Almighty accept the prayers of your Khalifa in favor of Islam." Then our missionary from Benin writes that a king of Dosso attended an inauguration ceremony of our mosque. The king says, "I advise everyone to become Ahmadi. These are the truthful people." There is a poet of the Un language, which is a local language. He said a few couplets on that occasion as well. The meaning of those couplets is as follows. A plant sowed by man dies if it does not receive water. However, a plant sowed by God does not require it. An Ahmadiyyat is a plant sowed by God the Almighty, and the construction of this mosque is a living proof of this. My house is near this mosque. Why would I go to a church for worship? Why should I not go to the mosque? Hence, this plant is a plant of Islam. It has been sowed by God the Almighty. In this day and age, when God the Almighty has sent the promised Messiah to water this plant according to the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and until the day of judgment, Allah the Almighty will continue to provide this water through the beneficence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In spiritual terms, God has provided the water that is needed for spiritual growth, and He will continue to provide it in the future as well, inshallah. And this plant will always remain lush green, God willing. I have presented a few incidents out of thousands regarding the spread of peace and love in the world and guiding the world to follow the path of Allah the Almighty's pleasure. These incidents strengthen our faith and appear in front of us quite often. How Allah the Almighty opens the hearts of the people. How Allah the Almighty makes others say things in our favor. Someone is from Africa, someone is from Arabia, someone is from Europe, someone is from South Africa, but the effect is similar on everyone. This is because the universal teaching is only one, and that is the teaching of Islam. Every just-minded person, regardless of the fact that they accept Ahmadiyyat immediately or not, has no option but to say that world peace can be obtained through Islam. No fair-minded person accepts selfish Muslim leaders and selfish and evil-promoting groups as part of Islam. Only those who are not fair-minded will call it Islam. Despite the negative propaganda against Islam carried out by powerful nations, Islam will show the way towards Allah the Almighty's nearness to the world and provide peace and security to it. Sooner or later, the world has to accept the fact that it is only Islam that guarantees world peace and security. May Allah the Almighty enable us to become part of this success, and may we become those who witness the blessings of Allah the Almighty as it multiplies, and may we become those who shape their actions according to the teachings of Islam.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu وَنُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَنَتَوَكَّلُ عَلَيْهِ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ